On the day the levee broke, the water did rise.
Singer Ellis Paul had the idea for Hurricane Angel when he was sitting in his car 2 years after Katrina devastated New Orleans, listening to a radio story about people whose homes had been destroyed and had to leave FEMA trailers because they were getting sick from formaldehyde in the drywall.
On the phone with American Express, because I had missed a payment and they had jacked my percentage rate up to 29%, and I think it was in the same moment that I heard the story, like I was waiting on the phone to talk to somebody in India about my financial situation with American Express, feeling sorry for myself. And then the story comes on the air while I'm on hold. And I thought, yeah, you know, my problems are nothing compared to these people.
The song describes a person whose life has been decimated by Katrina, trying to navigate endless problems with bills piling higher and higher.
He sees the president flying overhead. And everybody that could help him is a million miles away. And it's sort of futile even to talk to him. So he's sending up talking to angels and praying instead because there's no human help coming.
Hurricane Angel, oh, I'm lifting my eyes over Baton Rouge. Lift up your wings, let me hear your voice singing. Can you turn these black skies to blue again? Oh, I'm laying on the floor of a trailer.
As heard here, Paul performed Hurricane Angel at the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington in 2008. He also sang it during a benefit at the Mahaway Performing Arts Center, celebrating Berkshire volunteers and the people they helped in New Orleans. State Representative Smitty Pignatelli of Lenox went to the Lower Ninth Ward a little more than a year after Katrina hit to repair a house. He says he was so moved by the experience that he returned.
I kind of organized a group of 25 contractors, all from the Berkshires. Sheetrockers, electricians, and plumbers, and carpenters, and heating contractors, and window guys. And 25 of us went down there, and we rebuilt an entire house in 6 days.
Pignatelli says the Stewart family moved in a week later. He recalls how one volunteer described the experience.
He said it's the greatest thing he's ever done in his life other than having a child. And that's a powerful experience from a contractor in the Berkshires, to make a claim like that for a total stranger.
Members of the Stewart family were flown to Great Barrington for the benefit to personally thank volunteers. Event organizer Lynette Najimi says about 400 people raised $4,000 for Hope for Stanley, a volunteer organization named after Stanley Stewart.
You know, the family is very humble and gracious, and were genuinely moved in gratitude for themselves, but they also represented all of the other communities that were helped so generously from groups all around the country, but in particular, really a remarkable showing from the Berkshires.
Local churches, Habitat for Humanity, and students from Lenox schools were among those who went to New Orleans to help rebuild. Still, a decade after the storm, Pignatelli says not all is well.
Stanley's got a beautiful home because of the good volunteer work of somebody from the Berkshires. But you don't have to travel very far to see other homes that are still devastated, that are just foundations, steps leading up to what used to be a house. I think it's an epic failure of government at every level that 10 years later, there's still areas that are devastated.
Excerpts from Yvette Jamuna Serker's When the Sky Falls were also performed at the Mahaway event. Then known as Hell or High Water, the play details the New Orleans Native experiences when Katrina hit.
I was one of 7,000 tenured faculty to lose a job. And my home was damaged. It was came off its foundation, so it was uninhabitable. And the cost of living immediately in New Orleans went up 400%.
Serker realized those conditions when she returned home for the first time 6 weeks after the storm.
So I spent quite a bit of time, weeks possibly, just riding my bike around and listening to the stories. And all I had to say was, how'd you make out? And then I would sit there, sometimes for half an hour, sometimes for an hour, sometimes two.
Those stories became part of When the Sky Falls, which has been performed across the region. Having vacationed in the Berkshires, Serker now lives in the area and works for Pittsfield Public Schools and Berkshire Community College. When the Sky Falls is being presented Tuesday at Civic Ensemble in Ithaca. It's part of an event called Katrina, 10 Years Later, a Theatrical Response. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.